You're listening live to Right Side Radio with Phil Williams. It's hard to go wrong when you're on the right side. Right Side Radio. Solid, conservative, and just plain right.
News Talk 770 AM, 92.5 FM, WVNN, Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Time now, 3:07 PM. First hour already gone. How does that even happen, man? But listen, I am still in number one of the Triple Dipper. Gonna hang here for a little bit because to me it's so important, and you know, and it's one of those things where I almost get a little nervous. What can I say? What can I not say? Well, you can say everything. And if first of all, we got to get past this stigma that you can't have conversations because they trigger some people. Immigration is out of control. In fact, it's really not even immigration; it's migration. That's what we're looking at right now. That just came to me as we're sitting here. It's not even immigration, which means, you know, typically that they are applying for the opportunity. No, it's migration. They're just sweeping across the border and moving in, which means that technically we have no border. It doesn't work that way. You can't be a nation of laws and not also be a nation of borders. You can't be a nation if you don't have borders. You can't be a geographic entity with a map if you can't find the place on the map where the borders are. Well, I'm looking right now at some of the things that are happening in the news. I got a story right here off of Fox. This one really caught my attention, and I agree. So we're gonna see the midterm elections, and we're gonna see a sea change in who is able to do things in D.C. January 6th Commission, go ahead and buckle up, man, because those of you that just wasted our time for the last year and a half with evidence that we feel certain will bring Trump to justice, shut up. What we're looking at right now is real things that are happening that need to be dealt, and they're going to be. Well, Fox News has a story, Representatives Jim Banks and Representative Brian Babin, and I'm trying to think what state they're from. I don't even recall now. But it says, in April of this year, the two of them wrote to the Department of Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas, warning that if he doesn't immediately reverse course, that House Republicans will be forced to hold him accountable for creating and perpetuating the worst humanitarian crisis in modern American history. There's an opening for you. Well, this is, by the way, this is dated July 7th, so this came out this morning. So since we sent that letter, the crisis at the border has only become worse. Monthly southern border encounters reached an all-time high in May with 239,000. I told you about that beforehand. Then they say, last week, in the single deadliest human smuggling incident in American history, hadn't thought about it that way, more than 50 migrants were found dead in a tractor trailer outside of San Antonio, Texas. Let me put that in perspective for you. The horrifying shooting that we saw at the school in Uvalde, Texas, double that, more than double that. Opening the back of that trailer must have been horrific, as over 100 illegals were crammed into that trailer. The tractor trailer broke down in the summer heat in Texas, and the coyotes, the human traffickers, abandoned it and left them locked in the back. It became an oven, and they literally had over half of them die. Can you imagine the tragedy? Well, they point out, in their words, it's the single deadliest human smuggling incident in American history. Well, it goes on from there, but they say his continued refusal, Secretary Mayorkas's continued refusal to enforce federal immigration law, federal law, just enforce the laws you're sworn to uphold and defend, the Constitution of the United States and the laws of the land, and you won't do it. Don't make no mistake, the Department of Homeland Security has an enforcement arm. The Customs and Border Patrol falls under the Department of Homeland Security. ICE falls under the Department of Homeland Security. Even the Coast Guard falls under the Department of Homeland Security. And he won't enforce the laws. And they say, come the midterms, we're going to be holding you accountable. And they're calling for him to be impeached. And I agree, except they understand this. I really believe this. He would be the fall guy for the administration if that happened. Does he need to be impeached? Very likely, he does. In fact, here's the thing. If Alejandro Mayorkas does not believe in the policies he's being told to enforce, he should resign his job in protest. Why would you stay there unless you agree? That's where we are. And so, Secretary Mayorkas, I hope you're listening, because right now, these guys are saying, these two representatives, they have called on you to be impeached if you will not make a choice to actually enforce laws that are already on the books. They point out that border towns are overwhelmed, they say, that you're continuing to bus illegals into the interior of the United States, that you've purposely turned every border town, every town into a border town, that open border policies have taken a heavy toll with drug overdoses hitting a record high in the last year, and fentanyl, which floods across the border, fentanyl has become the leading cause of death for young adults. All on Biden's watch, all on Mayorkas' watch. Meanwhile, they can't enforce the laws, but the Epoch Times is reporting, as of 2 days ago, that President Joe Biden's administration on July 5th filed suit against the state of Arizona over a law that requires voters to prove they're U.S. citizens. Why is that even a thing? Why do you care? You have to be a U.S. citizen to vote in U.S. elections. So Arizona passes a law that says, here's what we're going to do. We're going to make you prove that you are a U.S. citizen. The federal government, which can't enforce the border laws, is willing to say, oh, wait, hang on a second. You can't do that. Why? Why would you not? You want illegals to vote, don't you? If you're trying to say we oppose that law, then what you're really doing is saying we oppose the effects of that law. One of the statutes requires states to accept a federal form to register voters, and the form does not require voters to prove their citizenship, is what the DOJ is saying. One of their federal statutes. And they go on to just make the inane argument that as long as an individual completes the federal form, meets all its requirements, otherwise eligible to vote, states must register the individual to vote. So you're saying you want illegals to vote. That's what they're saying. Next piece here, the blame game begins when the Post-Millennial reports that on July 4th, a week after the deadliest human trafficking incident in American history, with 50 migrants left to die by a smuggler in San Antonio, Alejandro Mayorkas defended the Biden administration's border policies. He says, we continue to warn people not to take the dangerous journey. Okay, so let me get this straight. With one hand, you're waving them in. With the other hand, you're saying, stop, don't go. That's called a mixed signal, dude. So if you're literally going to say, hey, the door is open, open door policy, welcome, Matt, we'll leave the light on for you. Hey, don't come. Wink, wink, nod, nod. That's what it boils down to. He went on to lament the fact it says these operations are often conducted by very sophisticated transnational criminal organizations. And he said, can a truck get through sophisticated means? Yes, which is in relation to the truck that had the 100 illegals in it. And he went on to just basically defend Biden administration's policies, even as the crisis at the southern border reaches it is to the point that what you're seeing there is like that scene from The Wizard of Oz. Pay no attention to the man behind the curtain. It's the sleight of hand. It's don't watch what the hand is doing for the magic trick. Watch the hand is waving in the air. That's what they're doing. They're in complete denial, or they're playing a subterfuge game. And I believe now I've gotten to the point that they can no longer be in denial. This is literally them effectively saying, we don't care. Well, back in 2011, you know, I said 2013 earlier, it was 2011. In 2011, when we came into office, the Republicans, into the state legislature and flipped the legislature for the first time in 136 years away from Democrat control, we had an agenda, and one of those was a bill to deal with illegal immigration. It became known as House Bill 56. A lot of it was challenged immediately. We knew it would be, based on the level of rhetoric that we saw and the rioting we saw, the protesting we saw around and in the State House. But what it boiled down to was we were literally saying, if I had to give it a paraphrase, I would say that law literally said, federal government, if you won't do your job, we'll do it for you. It had things in there like state universities will not enroll illegal immigrants. It had in there things like if you're a landlord and you knowingly rent property to illegal immigrants, you can be held liable. It had things in there like proof of citizenship or proof of legal status required to get a job. I remember hearing that one of the chicken plants in Marshall County, the day after the law went into effect, about a third of the workforce didn't show up. And all the talk about how we couldn't fill those jobs with Americans, they had to hold a hiring fair, and they had twice as many people show up to interview for the jobs as they had jobs available. I get it. There are some hardworking people that come here. I've seen amazing folks work that you know are here to make a better life from another country. I've seen the construction crews. I've seen the yard crews. I've seen the folks who are working in the plants and the jobs. I've seen the folks that they're working in the restaurants, and they're doing an amazing job, and they're industrious, and they want a better life. All I'm saying is we have got to have a means by which they can do that without sacrificing our status as a sovereign nation. Well, the 2011 law we passed, HB 56, the Southern Poverty Law Center, that terrorist group from Montgomery, literally went after it. And we wound up seeing the state of Alabama have to come into a consent judgment, we call it, where they agreed to go ahead and do away with certain things. Well, certain parts of it are actually still on the books. Article here that I've got from AL.com back in 2017 points out that a number of the provisions are actually still on the books. And we made a serious dent. But here's my point. We weren't wrong. Maybe certain parts of the law had to get modified. Maybe certain parts of the law were deemed offensive, not illegal, but offensive by some who are more pro-illegal immigration. But the truth of the matter is we weren't wrong, and we were the first ones out the gate to try and do something. Stories that I've got when we get back from this next break show that multiple states right now are trying to do something similar. We just led the way. We just worked it first. Well, look at where we are now. Don't you wish we still had HB 56 fully in place? I do. All right, folks, Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. More of that to come. We'll be right back. News Talk 770 AM, 92.5 FM, WVNN, Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid and conservative and just plain right. So I told you a minute ago, right before the break, as we're still in number one of the Triple Dipper, border, what border? That's what I'm calling it. The border? What border are we talking about? Well, the southern border is supposed to be a border. It's not just a geographic location. It's not just a place at which point you can no longer tax somebody because they've crossed over. It's not just the point where you're going to have, you know, a spot on a map. It's supposed to be the place in which jurisdictions matter and the laws of the land take effect. And right now, we don't seem to have that. And I told you a moment ago that in 2011, the new Republican legislature, of which I was a part, challenged the status quo by passing what was known as House Bill 56, a law that went into effect, that went into court, and, you know, quite a bit of it was not necessarily adjudicated out. We had to agree to a consent judgment, and I was not, you know, privy to all the backroom talks and the lawyers' discussions and what happened, you know, in judges' chambers, but I do know this. We passed that law to literally say to the Obama administration, look, if you won't enforce the laws, we will. Well, there are parts of that law that are still in effect now. And what I will say is also that we were one of the first states willing to take a stand. I was proud of that fact. We were one of the first states with a conservative supermajority willing to take a stand. And it was tough, man. I'm going to be honest with you. It was tough. It was not yet to the levels that we are seeing now. Even then, it was something that was, you know, it was bad. It was something that was difficult. It was something that was seen as being an atrocity in many ways, but it's not to the levels that we're seeing now. I mean, now I would say it's exponential. It's a factor of 10. Well, Alabama acted, and we were taken to court by the liberals, and we wound up losing pieces of it. But we stood up and we were heard. And man, we had some debates, and man, we took it to them. And man, I'm going to tell you right now, liberals could not stand us. And there was a period of time there where there were literally people that were, you know, writing, you know, hate mail, and we were getting all of it. Well, you know what? How you like us now? Story on Fox News. Multiple Texas counties are about to declare the border crisis as an invasion as the numbers increase. I'm telling you, states are acting. We were the first, one of the first to actually do or say something about it in terms of legislative action. Other states are now showing up in the same vein these, 10 years later. Multiple Texas counties on Tuesday will declare that the migrant crisis at the southern border is an invasion, Fox News has learned, a move that could lead to similar declarations across the state. Kinney County Judge Tully Shahan is expected to announce the move at a news conference Tuesday afternoon, along with a number of other elected officials. Kinney County Attorney Brent Smith told Fox News Digital he believes approximately 12 to 15 counties could end up having declared an invasion by the end of the month. Why would they do this? Well, it opens up potential legal avenues. It gives them the opportunity to demand that the governor send the National Guard. It gives them the opportunity to do other things. And it's seen as an organized step to making a legal statement, something that liberals can challenge if they want to. The federal government will probably challenge. But here's the deal. Second story about the same situation on Daily Signal. It says the flood of illegal immigrants coming across the border has gone from an emergency to an invasion, local Texas officials say. Leaders from Kinney County, which borders Mexico, and from several other Texas counties gathered Tuesday to declare they are under invasion. They say they are pointing to language from Articles 1 and 4 of the U.S. Constitution as to why they are declaring themselves to be under invasion. They say Article 1 grants the states the power, if the federal government doesn't act, to take matters into their own hands to protect their citizens. Does it sound a lot like what I talked about with House Bill 56 from Alabama? Yes. It's the states saying, federal government, if you won't do it, we will. Or how about this one? A press release from Arizona Governor Ducey, literally just a few days ago. Arizona Governor Ducey signs the most meaningful border security legislation in the state history. It says Governor Ducey signed the most meaningful border security legislation in Arizona history, a plan to make record investments in protecting the state from the unprecedented crisis confronting our communities. Folks, I'm just telling you, Arizona's House Bill 2317 that the governor just signed. Counties in Texas declaring an invasion. Alabama 10 years ago passing House Bill 56. I believe Alabama led the way. That we literally said, states have to act if the federal government won't. And people, there is a situation going on where it's almost as if we don't have a border. And like I said earlier, historians say that part of the fall of Rome was the loss of control over their borders. Interesting thought, huh? Deja vu, maybe. All right, folks, we're going to change gears when we get back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Y'all stay tuned. We'll be right back.